Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
Hello, hello, everybody. Today's guest, Carol Ault, is the ultimate pioneer and chameleon, always on the lookout for new ideas. She's a supermodel, author, raw foodist, and a regular on our show. Carol, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me back on the show.
Well, you know, it's interesting. When you told us what we were going to talk about today, you know, at the time, Lisa probably didn't realize how important this topic would be. But unfortunately, today, Lisa's not joining us because her dog, Bobo, she's had him for 15 years and he's ill and they have to put him down today. So she couldn't join us. And I know that we're going to be talking about the healing power of animals. So I thought it would be really fitting to dedicate the show to her.
Oh, I'm so sorry about Bobo. Yeah, I think it's important to talk about life and how to make it better.
Yes, you know, and I love that.
And this topic is coming up simply because I had my heart broken this week. I was with my boyfriend for 16 years, and this week we broke up. And I was thinking, you know, I dedicated my life to him between my work and him, and I thought that I was really, really balanced because I thought I had these two things balancing each other on either side. And then when we broke up and I was sitting by myself, I was thinking, what have I been doing for him that I haven't been doing for me? And, you know, I grew up with animals my whole life. I had animals my entire marriage. And just when my marriage fell apart, my animals were 17 years old, and they passed on. And I'd never gotten an animal again. And I was like, you know, I really think I'm going to go down to the ASPCA or the North Shore Animal League, and I'm going to adopt an animal. And I walked in, and this little cat looked at me, these big gold eyes, and followed me around the room. And I've always heard people say that, you know, your animal chooses you. And I said, no, do not look at me. I'm just looking. And I ended up adopting a cat. And anybody who follows me on Twitter knows I adopted a cat named Sammy. I call him Sammy. He's a black cat with gold eyes. And, you know, I thought, you know, I know he needs me. I just didn't realize how much I needed him.
Isn't that amazing? You know, first of all, I want to say I'm sorry to hear about your breakup. And I know you and I have talked about this before, that, you know, everything happens for a reason. And I love the fact that you talked about bringing Sammy into your life at this time when you really need an animal. So what is Sammy, that you say that obviously he needs you, but you need him more? What do you find that he's doing for you in this time when you're looking for this healing?
Well, you know, he's unconditional love. Mm-hmm. He just, you know, I walk in the room and he purrs. And he talks to you. And, you know, I always thought about when they brought animals to hospitals for kids and for people who, well, older people who are stuck in hospitals, that it's nice to pet them and they're cuddly and they come in their tails wagging. But, you know, it's like, it's this unconditional love. He just cuddles and he, you know, talks to me, and I was feeling very alone, and he just came and he just sat on my lap, and he just was like he had been here forever. And he plays, and that makes me smile. He has made me smile more in this last 4 days than I think I've laughed in possibly the last 3 years of my life. He's just unbelievable. He flips and runs and jumps, and he just is so full of life, and I did not realize how empty and devoid of life my existence has been. My boyfriend travels a lot, and I was, you know, working all the time, like all the time. And this last book tour, as you know, I just had a book tour for my book, A Healthy You. It killed me. It was every day, long hours. And don't get me wrong, I don't mind. I really believe what I'm doing will help save the lives of a lot of people if they could see past their fear and just understand that health is within their own grasp and it's under their own control. You know, I have no problem giving my life and my time to that purpose. But man, I walked into the house the other day and the cat came over and he rubbed up against me and he started purring and he fell on his side and he put his paws up in the air and he looked at me and I just burst out laughing. And I went, my God, maybe this should be called not the healing power of animals, but the healing power of laughter. He just made me laugh. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, I really missed you, Sammy. I really needed to have something around me. And I think, you know, we always think that, oh, you know, we don't have the time, we don't have this, we don't have that. He's like so self-sufficient by himself. Cats especially, they can be by themselves. They go in a box. You put the food down, they graze. And he's just brought so much. And I thought, you know, I really thought that this would be a good topic to talk about with you guys, because we're always talking about food and joint health and hair health and, you know, this. And then I started thinking, this is really, he's so healing. And I wonder how much of our sickness and our disease is because we're just so dang focused on ourselves.
Yeah, you know, you make such a good point. It's being focused on animals, and you're right, something, a diversion from ourselves. And especially because it's like a baby, right? Like they need our care, they need our love, and we want this, they fulfill just as much for us as we do for them. And I love that you say that, and the fact that it's bringing such laughter and joy into your life. And I'm happy to hear that it's helping you heal. And we know that animals are used for healing in senior homes, and they're used for healing for people with illnesses. So obviously, there's something about them that pretty much help us get better, right? And help us do what we need to do and get to that next place.
Right. But I thought, you know, that was an isolated kind of thing, you know, to bring them into hospital for kids or for older people. But I never realized just in my own life how much emptiness there was because I was so busy. I was thinking, I'm so busy. I got so much to do. I've got a purpose and a book and a television show. And I was doing a movie and, you know, my boyfriend and my family. And I thought, you know, but like I was not doing anything for me. Huh. Like Sammy just brought out the fact that I was not doing anything for me. And I thought, okay, I'm adopting a cat and I'm helping that cat out and he needs a home. And, you know, everybody was so happy that Sammy was being adopted because he'd been there for a month. And I was like, well, why was he there for a month? And they're like, well, he's just so quiet and docile and he's black. So he blended into his cage. You know, people are looking for kittens and he's like 1 year old. You know, but an amazing, wonderful thing that came into my life. And I thought, you know what? I didn't realize. And I was so focused on other things. And I thought this was like something to talk about because it's really that happiness, that unconditional love, that healing power that animals bring. Nobody can do for you. It's really something special that an animal does.
I agree. And I think even for those of you who are listening who can't bring an animal into their home, maybe there's ways you could go to, like you said, the SPCA, you can go visit an animal or you could help out and volunteer. There are other ways that you can bring them into your life if you aren't able to bring them into your home. So I think that's
absolutely
a really good point.
That's a good point too. Yeah, absolutely. Go down and, you know, just having a cat purr when you touch them is like, or a dog like roll over on its back and lick your hand. I mean, it's just, you know, it's just in this world where nobody wants to give you anything. They don't want you to be happy. They're angry and jealous if you're happy. They're angry and jealous if you have something nice. There's a lack of morality. Television is horrible. People ripping each other apart. It's just like, it's just, so I know you laughed and I heard you chuckle, but it's like, it's so the truth.
It's like, true.
Just look at
the
news.
It's so true.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, it's so true. And if you can have a diversion from it, I mean, it's so true. I mean, that's a whole other conversation about TV and what's going on there, but, you know, and in the world and the internet, but I do agree with you that I do think if there's a way to bring peace and love and unconditional love and that healing power into your home, especially during times when we need it, I think that you make a really good point. So Carol, great topic today. And really, Lisa, I know we love you. I know Carol loves you too. And we hope that you're okay today. And, you know, Bobo's going to a better place. So thank you for being on the show today, Carol. If you want to learn more about Carol, you can visit her at carolalt.com. You can also follow her on Twitter, like she mentioned, at Model Carol Alt. I'm Andrea Donsky. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay well.